Every night after the Eid and the Witr, inshallah, we'll give a short reminder, 3 minutes in the question, then you can continue the 22, inshallah. The Prophet ﷺ says, "Man qama ma'al imam hatta yansarif, kutiba lahu qiyam layla." That whoever stands with the imam for salah until the imam is done, then they leave with the imam, then inshallah they will get the full reward and they will go to Jannah. So it doesn't matter if the imam prays 4, 8, 22, 50, you will get the reward, inshallah. Those who pray 8 and witr will go to Jannah, those who pray 22 and they will go to Jannah. We know from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ in Bukhari that Muhammad ﷺ himself prayed 11. But he used to do average, so those who could do less, they can do, those who can do more, this is a special month, you can do more, inshallah. So the ayah for today from the Quran, inshallah, is ayah number 186 from Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. So there's something interesting about this ayah. Number one, the ayah is right in the middle of the ayat that talk about Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when my servants ask you, Muhammad, about me, tell them I'm close by, I'm close to them, so they can ask whatever they want. So the two ayat before, they talk about Ramadan and fasting. And the ayah after talks about the ruling related to the nights of Ramadan. But this particular ayah, 186 in Surah Baqarah, talks about the dua, especially in Ramadan. Because this ayah comes between the ayat that talk about the month of Ramadan. Number two, this ayah in particular is very special. Because every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals an ayah that says, when they ask you, tell them that. يسألونك عن اليتامى قل إصلاح لهم خير يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر قل كذا يسألونك عن الأهلة قل هي مواقيت. So every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if they ask you, tell them. This is the only ayah in the Quran that says, if they ask you, it doesn't say tell them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you directly, if they ask you, I'm near you, I'm close to you. So he's not telling the Prophet ﷺ to tell us, he tells us directly. So this shows you the importance of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hayyun kareem. This is what the Prophet ﷺ says in the authentic hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feels shy when you make dua to him. So whenever you make dua, you never come back empty-handed. You always come back with something because Allah has this quality of haya and he's generous. You always come back with something. The Prophet ﷺ says in the authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, there are three people, whenever they make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always answer the dua. The number one, Imamun Adil, a just ruler. If a ruler is just, he follows the Quran and Sunnah, follows the Sharia, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer the dua. وَالصَّائِمْ حَتَّى يُفْتَرْ. Those who are fasting until they break their fast. So make sure that you always make dua in Ramadan while you are fasting, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always accept. The second one, or the third one, the person whose dua is always accepted, al-mazloom. The person who has been abused, the person who has been wronged, the person who has been persecuted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always answer the dua. If you want to become tonight a millionaire with hasanat, then pay your attention to this one. This is a beautiful hadith, the Tabarani. And I don't know of any hadith that can give you more rewards than this one in relation to dua. The Prophet ﷺ says, "Man istaghfara lil-mu'minin wal-mu'minat kana lahu bikulli mu'minin wa mu'minatin hasana." So this is a beautiful hadith in Tabarani. The Prophet ﷺ says, "Whoever makes dua for all Muslims, men and women, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dua that Allah will forgive them and give them Jannah. Whoever makes dua for all Muslims, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them hasana for every Muslim and Muslima." Which means, how many Muslims are there in the world? 1.6. If you make dua for all Muslims, then Allah will give you 1.6 billion hasanat, according to this hadith. So every night in your salah, make dua for all Muslims, that Allah will forgive them, Allah will accept their fasting, Allah will give them Jannah. Then Allah will give you the reward for every Muslim you pray to. The last thing I want to say, that when you make dua for other Muslims, some of the righteous, yani salihun, they never made dua for themselves. Why? Because they always made dua for other people, because there is an authentic hadith from the Prophet ﷺ. If you make dua for other people, the malaika will say, وَلَكَ مِثْلُ ذَلِكَ, and for you too. So if you make dua that Allah will give Jannah to your brother, then the malaika will say, and you will get the same. Right? But be careful when you make dua. Sometimes you'll get in trouble. I'll conclude with this story. There was one imam. He recently got married. So he told this to his wife. If you make dua for Muslims, for your neighbor, for your brother, your sister, then the malaika will say you will get the same. So he said, let's make dua for our neighbor. Ya Allah, forgive his sins. She said, Ameen. Because the malaika will say you will get the same. Ya Allah, give him Jannah. She said, Ameen. Because the malaika will say will give you the same. Ya Allah, give him the shafa'ah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. She said, Ameen, because the malaika will say, and you will get the same. Then he said, Ya Allah, give him a good wife. She didn't say Ameen because she thought, if I say, the malaika will say, and you will get the same, then she will be in trouble. Then after he made this dua, everything got dark, there was silence, and he got a question that says, Man Rabbuk, who is your Lord? So it seems he was hit with something and he was in the grave. Who is your Lord? But anyway, make dua for yourselves and your families and all Muslims in this month, inshallah. I conclude with a question. It's a very difficult question. There is a human being in the Quran who is mentioned in the Quran in many places, but he is not from the children of Adam. A human being in the Quran, but he is not from Bani Adam. If you know the answer, email me before tomorrow, Asr, at imammustafa@anatoliacenter.ca. Center, C-E-N-T-R-E, the Canadian style. So if you know the answer, email me and you'll get a very good prize tomorrow. Not a wife. You'll get a good prize anyway. Jazakumullah khair. We'll continue.